time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Nancy Takis in studio. We're going to talk about the Poet Laureate for the state of Utah is coming to the area on Wednesday of this week, Wednesday, March 11th. And we're going to talk about the Poet Laureate program, get some background into her, and just talk all about what she's going to come down and what she'll be doing while she's here. Nancy, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, sure.
So let everybody kind of know. Let's talk about the fact that what is the Poet Laureate program? What is the basis of it?
Well, I think the Poet Laureate program in Utah is a great program because one person is chosen every 4 years, and that person brings poetry in his or her own way to the state of Utah. Not his or her own poetry, but poetry in general, to excite communities about poetry and to get them involved.
And this is a governor-appointed position, correct?
Yes, it is.
And mm-hmm. She was appointed in 2017, mm-hmm. right? And you said every 4 years. So let's talk about her. And her name is Paisley Rechdahl, correct?
Correct.
And uh-huh. She's a teacher at the University of Utah.
Yes.
And she has many awards.
Oh, yes.
We had uh-huh. talked about that. You said that one of the bigger ones was the Guggenheim Award that she has received.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, she has also received kind of a stipend. She's coming down here to do this for free.
Correct.
As uh-huh. part of that. And I guess what the Poet Laureate does is kind of just bring poetry to the state of Utah. Is that
yes.
a good assessment?
Uh-huh. Just she makes visits around the state. She teaches in schools. She may have certain projects. For example, one of her main projects is called Mapping Literary Utah, and which is really a fine idea to go around the state, find out who the writers are, and she's created a website so that eventually all of the writers in Utah, many of them who have published books, maybe some of them who haven't, are on this website with their work.
And I checked out that website. It is kind of neat how she's gone through and done that, and just she's inviting them to go on there and share stories about where they live.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's very, very interesting, and it's a good read if you get in there and you can kind of look at some of the things that
yeah,
they've got.
Yeah, it is fun. Uh-huh.
It's a fun one. Now, she's coming here on Wednesday. She'll be at the Rio Theater, correct?
Correct, at 6:30.
And it's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can go to it. And go, and she's going to be reading from some of her poetry, I would assume.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she's also going to be spending some time with some students at Helper Middle School. Let's talk about that.
Yes, I think it's wonderful that she can visit the middle school. I think she's speaking to seventh graders, and I think there are 75 of them, and they're all going to get to work on some exercises with her and their teacher.
And this is part of what the Poet Laureate does.
Uh-huh.
She goes around to different areas in the state, and she brings poetry to them, gets the chance to kind of teach the kids and work with the kids and get them involved in poetry and maybe spark somebody's imagination as far as poetry goes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once again, she's the Poet Laureate for the state of Utah. Her name is Paisley Rechdahl. She will be here Wednesday, March 11th at the Rio Theater, 6:30 in the evening. And then she's going to be working with the kids at Helper Middle School. It sounds like a lot of fun. You said you personally don't know her.
I've met her once, mm-hmm. and I've been in contact with her through this event. And she just seems like a very genuine person. I really like her poetry.
I was going to ask you if you've read some of her poetry and
your
thoughts on it.
Well, I think it's passionate, it's unique, it's intelligent. Much of it concerns women's issues, which I like. I definitely relate to. She has a series of poems about Mae West that are just great. And she seems to write about the things that are important to her. So I enjoy that, and I think everybody can get a lot from hearing her. I think if you want to hear contemporary poetry at its finest, come to the Rio Theater on Wednesday night.
Now, one of the words, we were talking a little bit off the air about it. One of the words that you used when you were talking about her poetry is access. It's accessible.
Yes.
And what do you mean by accessible?
I mean that we can all understand what's going on in her poetry. And I think it's very exciting poetry.
It's pretty straightforward, pretty much, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think she's an excellent reader as well. So people will be stirred by her poetry, I think.
Okay. One last time, let's give everybody all the particulars about it. The Poet Laureate, she'll be here on Wednesday. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can get and go and have a good time that night.
Okay. Wednesday night at the Rio Theater, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that's it. Hope you can come.
And this is a great opportunity. I was discussing with you the fact that Mr. Bradley, the principal at Helper Middle School, we were talking about the fact that she was going to visit the school. He says, I can't recall that ever happening.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal for her to come down and spend some time in Helper and spend some time with the middle school kids.
It is. And I think people are coming from far away as well to hear her. They're coming from Provo, Orem, Moab, and also Castledale. I've heard that people are coming from everywhere to hear her. So we're expecting a good crowd.
All right. So then get there early.
Yes.
Get a good seat. Nancy, thank you so much for coming in today
and
letting us know about this event. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.